You feel you know everything already by now?
Well, it's a new system. It's just a new language, but I feel like I'm confident in the playbook. It's a similar type of style of formations that we ran when I was with the Niners. So, you know, I feel like I'm going to get it by training camp and have it down pat.
How would you classify this? Is it going to be a power offense? Is it going to be diverse? Is it going to be a throw first? What do you think?
I think it's going to be a mix of everything. You know, we got Chris Johnson, and now that we added Sean, it's just a bigger back. And then, you know, adding me as well and a couple of receivers, I think we're going to give them everything. It's going to be a jack of all trades. You never know what we're going to come out and do so we can keep defenses on their toes.
Delaney, your yards per catch went up good chunk last year. You looking forward to maybe having that kind of year again with even more opportunity to catch the ball here, do you think?
Well, that's my goal here. You know, I think I'm going to be an impact in the passing game. What you've seen previous years, I was more of a run blocker. But they give me the opportunity to make plays and be the playmaker. So I've been out there every day working on just catching the ball, finishing, getting them yards because, you know, I want the quarterback to trust me and I want the coaches also to trust me.
I think you mentioned that earlier. That's one of the things you wanted to work on was just reliability, catching the ball. Is that just as simple as running drill after drill, or how can you work on that?
Concentration. You know, you can run drill after drill, but when you get fatigued, you still need to concentrate. So my idea of getting better at that is concentrating on the ball, keeping my eye coordination with the ball, catching it and finishing, and worry about getting the yards after I catch the ball.
What's been your impression so far of Jake Locker? You worked with a young quarterback last year in Kaepernick. What's been your impressions of Jake so far?
He's a leader. He's a real leader, you know. He comes to us before practice start. Usually when I get here, he's the first person here, and I usually be the first person somewhere when I get to practice. But he's here, he's watching film, and then he's letting us know we're going to pass, we're going to catch, we're going to do this. Oh, I seen that route yesterday you ran. Can you run it like that? You need quarterbacks like that because if he confident enough to come and tell you this is how he wants you to run a route, then I expect that he's looking for me to make plays for him.
Different feel for you being at the top of the depth chart going through this process?
No, not at all. You know, years when I played with the Niners, I was on the top of the depth chart. Wasn't the starter, but I played 75% of the time. So being here now, again, having the ability to play 100% of the times, I think I fit into that role.
You had some long catches last year. I mean, can you be a guy who stretches the field a little bit? Not necessarily like a Jared Cook necessarily, but maybe more than people give you credit for?
Most definitely. You know, I have the speed to do that. And just with the plays that we're putting in, I feel like that's what the type of opportunities I'm going to have, be that big play guy. And I'm looking forward to it. But we got some great receivers here, too, that can also do that. So you never know. You know, we'll probably see what happens. But I'm just looking forward to getting some passes and helping this team win.
You're coming off a team that's been to the Super Bowl to a team that hadn't been to the playoffs for 4 years. Do you see that guys need a little attitude boost, or what's your impression that way?
You know, I feel like they just needed somebody that been there. And Titans doing a great job bringing the guys that been to that level, played in them big games, and have the years on them. And that's all they need. You know, when young guys see it from older guys, how they work and how they been there and tell them how to get there, you got to work hard. You know, they tend to buy into that philosophy. And I think the Titans understand that, and that's why they bring in the guys they bring in.
You and Pollard talk about the Super Bowl?
We talked about it a couple of times, you know, and you know, we both got mixed feelings about that. So, you know, we left it at that.
You have any idea numbers-wise what you might expect in terms of catches this year?
You know, I'm not sure, but, you know, my goal is to get 70 catches and go from there. You know, how many touchdowns I get, we'll see. But, you know, I'm just worried about getting the catches and helping the teams move the ball.
What's it like starting over with a new team, kind of starting over with a new life, really?
It's like you're getting a divorce, I feel like. you get a new wife, so you got to learn her all over again.
So you're wrong all the time?
No, you owe your best behavior here.
Anything else? Thanks, Lane.
Yeah.
Thank you.